Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Jacqueline Sova, and today we will be studying Perek Yud Ches, Chapter 18. We ended our last perek discussing the miraculous downfall of Sancheirev and how that scene inspired so many to humble themselves before God. Our perek piggybacks on that theme and turns to a future time, referencing another enemy who will attempt to destroy the Jewish people, but will also be defeated by Hashem in a miraculous way. This enemy is none other than Gog Umagog. According to the Malbim, Sancheirev could have been Gog Umagog, had Chizkiyahu actualized the opportunity to be Mashiach. Sancheirev's downfall in last perek strongly connects to Gog Umagog's downfall in our perek. Gog Umagog is a reference to the final battle in the era of Mashiach. According to Rashi on a verse in Yechezkel, Gog is the name of the king, and Magog is the name of the nation. Note that the word Gog is like the word Gag, roof. Rav Breuer, in his commentary to Yechezkel, contrasts the Gag, the roof of Gog Umagog, to a sukkah. The roof is firm and steady, while the sukkah is fragile. A nation like Gog, with its Gag, believes that they can independently shelter themselves from anything, including that which is above them, Hashem. They believe fate is in their own hands, and therefore they live under a solid roof, independent from Hashem. A sukkah, however, looks towards heaven. We are required to see the sky through our schach. A sukkah reminds man of the fragility of life, strengthening a dependence on Hashem. The Beis HaMikdash itself is called Sukkas David. Its very existence is meant to strengthen a reliance on and connection to Hashem. How far, then, is the ideology of Gog, who builds a dividing roof between them and God? Gog can't understand why Am Yisrael would entrust their unstable survival to Hashem. To Gog, this strategy is doomed to fail. When Yaakov Avinu was on his deathbed, he already predicted the downfall of Gog Umagog. David HaMelech sang about the majesty and clarity of Hashem that will be revealed through the downfall of Gog Umagog. In Hallel, when we say the words, Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu, not to us Hashem, not to us, the Gemara explains, Zo milchemes Gog Umagog. It is referring to the battle with Gog Umagog. The Gemara in Shabbos 118a tells us, Kol hamekayim shalosh seudos b'Shabbos nitzol mishalosh peranios. Anyone who eats the three Shabbos meals will be saved from three tragedies. Mechavlo shel Mashiach, they'll be saved from the birth pangs of Mashiach, the judgments in hell, and the war with Gog Umagog. The Rambam, in his Mishneh Torah, explains, Ein bein ha'olam hazeh liyamos ha-Mashiach el ha-shibud malchios bilvad. The only difference between our world now and the world of Mashiach is world peace, freedom from all threats and terror. He continues to explain that through the words of the Nevi'im, it's clear that at the start of the era of Mashiach, there will be a war, the war of Gog Umagog. Before this war, a Navi will come, Eliyahu HaNavi, to inspire and prepare the Jewish people. Eliyahu will then pave the way for world peace. But the Rambam continues and says, Lo yada adam eich yihyu ad sheyihyu. No one knows how it will all play out until it all plays out. Shadivarm stumin hain etzel hanavim, because the words of our Nevi'im are obscure and unclear about all these issues. Our perek that focuses on Gog Umagog is unclear, but we will use mefarshim and commentaries to understand it to the best of our abilities. Oy eretz tzilzal knafayim, oy to the land of fluttering wings. The nation coming to wage war against the Jewish people are a land of fluttering wings. Rashi understands the wings to be literal. Gog Umagog comes from a land that attracts many birds because of their warm weather. Targum Yonatan believes these are sails that provide shade, tzel, for Gog Umagog's warships. The sounds of ships are making their way toward Israel. The Mincha Gedola believes the wings are a reference to the many nations that will join together with Gog Umagog to wage war against the Jewish people. Tzel means shade, but when doubled, it means an intense form. Shade usually comes to provide protection, but doubled, tzilzal, suggests the enemy is looking to overcome the Jewish people, subjugate and rule over them. These nations are heading to the lands of Israel because they heard Jews are returning to their homelands after many years in exile. But Gog sees Israel as a sukkah, unprotected, flimsy, and unstable. They offer their Gog, their stable and strong protection, to the people. They can't tolerate that these Jews don't want their help for safety and security. They are coming to see El Goy Mimushech Umorat, a nation torn and plucked, El Am Nora Minhu Vahala, to a people feared from its inception onward, Goy Kavkav Umuvusa, a nation bound and stepped on. These people have been persecuted, attacked, hated, and abused throughout their long history. And here they are rebuilding their land. Re-quoting the words of Mark Twain, what is the secret to their immortality? They are seen as an Am Nora, an incredible people. The incredible nature of these people, according to the Radak, is that they live in extremes, intense suffering and anti-Semitism, then incredible success, affluence, and influence. The Gemara in Megillah 16a says, Uma zu meshula la'afar, uma shula la'kochavim. This nation is compared to dust, but they're also compared to the stars. Kishahin yordin, yordin ad afar. Ukishahin olin, olin ad l'kochavim. When they fall low to the dust. But when they rise all the way to the stars. The Radak understands that the dusty parts of Jewish history were Hashem's way of ensuring our survival. Without these necessary punishments, we would never be worthy of redemption. From the world's perspective, it's hard to fathom that just a generation after Auschwitz, the Jewish world rebuilt yeshivos, the lands of Israel, and overall Jewry with mikvaos, kashrus organizations, and bustling Jewish communities across the globe. We truly are an Am Nora. Rav Yaakov Emden says the greatest miracle in all of world's history is the existence of the Jews. Kol Yoshvei Tevel v'shochnei aretz kinso nes harim tiru uktakoa shofar tishma'u. Everyone in the world and those who live on earth, you will see when a banner is raised on mountains, and you will hear when the shofar is sounded. This pasuk is part of our Rosh Hashanah Musaf davening. We know from chapter 27 of Yeshayahu that a shofar will be blown at the time of Mashiach. The downfall of Gog u'Magog will be a nes. The word nes means miracle and banner, because miracles help raise our awareness of God, creating a worldwide billboard that brings our attention to Hashem. The next pasuk makes it clear that Hashem will allow Gog to be successful at first. Their invasion will initially be victorious, but Hashem will cut their success and cause their army to collapse. Some from the army of Gog u'Magog will be buried, while others are not. The bodies left will become attractions for birds of prey in the summer and by wild animals in the winter. In the final pasuk, Yeshayahu beautifully says, Ba'is hahi yuval shai laHashem tzvakot. At that time, a gift will be offered to Hashem. Am mimushach umorat, by a torn and plucked nation. Umeam nora minhu vahala, from the nation feared from their inception onward. Goy kavkav emuvusa, a nation bound and trampled upon, asher bazu naharim artso, whole land was pillaged by rivers, al makom shem Hashem tzvekut har tzion, to the site of the name of Hashem, to har tzion, the Beis HaMikdash. With the downfall of Gog u'Magog, the world will finally recognize that the job of Am Yisrael has been to perpetuate the knowledge of Hashem and inspire a life of loving kindness and righteousness. The nations will come to identify and support this godly mission. Notice how Yeshayahu uses the same adjectives once again as he did in Pasuk Bet, verse 2, about the Jewish people. Now the nations will be ashamed for how they treated the Jewish people, being responsible for their suffering and difficulties throughout history. And the shai, the gift they can offer Hashem, are the Jewish people themselves. Any Jews who still live in their lands will be warmly escorted to their homeland, back to the lands of Israel. But there is another shai, another gift. This gift is from the Jewish people to Hashem. With the downfall of Gog u'Magog, the Jewish people will bring the nations of the world to Hashem, who now have universal recognition of Him. These gifts actualize the hope we've carried throughout Jewish history. The words every Jew utters in good times and bad, from toddler to elder, are Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Listen, Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. Rashi there explains, Hashem shehu Elokeinu ata v'lo Elokei ha'umos. Hashem is our God now, but not accepted yet by the nations of the world. Hu asid lihios Hashem echad. But in the future, he will be accepted universally. He will be one God. Hashem Elokeinu, now he is our God. Hashem echad, but a day will come when he is accepted by everyone. And Rashi continues, Shne'emar, Ki az epoch el amim safa brura lekro kulam b'shem Hashem. As the prophet Sephaniah said, at that time, at the times of Mashiach, the nations will call out to Hashem clearly in one unified language. V'ne'emar b'yom hahu yihye Hashem echad u'shmo echad. And as Zechariah said, on that day, Hashem and his name will be one and accepted by all as the King of all kings. Thank you for studying together Le'iloi Nishmat, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat Alexander Sender.